Atlantic salmon farming has been banned from Washington state waters. Governor Jay Inslee signed the ban on non-native fish this morning in Olympia. The move comes 8 months after an ill-fated fish farm near Anacortes first started to come undone. The floating farm tore apart a month later, letting a couple hundred thousand Atlantic salmon escape into Puget Sound. KUOW's John Ryan has been covering the story, and he told me what this new law will do.
It targets the farming of any non-native fish, Atlantic salmon or others, and it would phase out existing operations when their leases expire in 2022. And what Inslee signed is actually a more decisive action than what legislators had put forward. He vetoed the one section that said, we're going to study this some more in case the science tells us maybe we don't need to do this. He just vetoed that part and said, this is over. And here's what he said as he was signing the bill.
This bill will phase out non-native marine net pens in Puget Sound. These present a risk to our wild salmon runs that we cannot tolerate.
Fish farms are nothing new here. So what caused state officials to do such a 180-degree flip on this industry?
It was really the one big accident last summer with all the fish escaping. And fish farms have been, those actual farms have been operating for 30 years or more. And the state was kind of supporting them, regulating them very lightly, I would say. And then this one accident flipped everything around. Even though there had been big accidents in the past, I was really surprised to learn in the 90s, there were about 500,000 Atlantic salmon escaped in the 90s. And nothing really happened because of that. But this time, this one got a lot of public attention. Tribes got upset. Environmentalists got upset, and state regulators started really changing their tune and investigating what happened and maybe how to prevent future accidents.
Do they know what caused that accident?
I'd say we have a good idea now. They spent months investigating, and at first we were told by state officials, company officials, even early newspaper accounts that the solar eclipse caused this. Sorry, I can't even say it today without laughing a bit, that a solar eclipse caused this accident, and that was false. But it gradually became clear that these farms were in quite poor condition. They'd been corroded, rusting away for quite some time. And we learned they were really overgrown with sea life underwater, mussels, algae, sea anemones, all sorts of things that kind of weighed it down, bogged down the net so that when the currents push against the farms, they kind of hit a wall of sea life instead of a net of mostly open mesh. And that extra force was enough to help these farms just implode in the water.
The governor said these Atlantic salmon farms are a risk that we cannot tolerate. So how bad are these farms for the environment?
That question is debated, I would say. The Atlantic salmon farmers say that it's an environmentally friendly way to raise protein, less impact than, say, raising beef. But tribes and environmentalists were very concerned about if these salmon escape, might they harm our wild salmon by maybe eating their food, maybe fighting with them, maybe taking over their spawning grounds and streams. And even if they didn't escape, maybe because they're raised in fairly confined quarters, maybe diseases could spread from them to the wild salmon as they're migrating past the net pens. But exactly how severe this risk was is still debated. And one interesting bit is that there have been many, many attempts to introduce Atlantic salmon intentionally, you know, putting them into streams here in Washington, up in British Columbia. They all failed. There's a century of effort. And they just failed. So I think the risk of them actually taking over is pretty small. But the advocates say, with our wild salmon in such bad shape now, we can't handle any more risk whatsoever.
A lot of stores in the area sell farmed salmon. So will this affect the price of salmon in grocery stores?
I think the short answer is probably not. We were a pretty small, and are still today, a pretty small producer of Atlantic salmon. Just to our north, British Columbia has many more Atlantic salmon farms. And of course, there are also farms in Chile, Scotland, the East Coast of Canada, all owned by the same company, Cook. So it's kind of a global commodity. And I don't think we'll see too much impact on shoppers who like to eat Atlantic salmon. And as far as Pacific salmon in Puget Sound, it might be helpful for them, but they've got much bigger fish to fry. I guess they've got much bigger problems that they're facing, from loss of habitat, global warming, ocean acidification, that this is maybe one small bit that might help our wild salmon, just a bit.
KUOW reporter John Ryan, thanks much.
Thank you, Guy.
You can get more coverage of the Atlantic salmon saga at KUOW.org.